everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Mother Teresa wrote, "One filled with joy preaches without preaching." Gracious God, we are so aware that people look on us and the way we react to others and the way we live. We are role models whether or not we choose to be. So we pray that our lives will reflect the fruits of your Holy Spirit and that joy be experienced and found in us so others will know what it is to have such a blessing from you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Green. Senator from the second. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, third day, Monday, January 13th, 2014.
Present.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same be approved as though fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from the ninth.
Thank you. Introduction of guests, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two very special guests here. To my right and to your left, I have two very new interns in my office, which I'm really excited to have. I have Sarah Trevithan, who's a student at MU, of course, in Columbia. She's a poli-sci major. And I also have Harold Norman of Missouri State University, who is a psych and poli-sci major as well. So, Mr. President, I'm really excited that they're here in the Capitol this year, and I want the body to make them
feel. We're delighted to welcome these guests of the senator from the 9th to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce the doctor of the day today, and I do not see him in here right now. He may be doing some official duties. If you see him in a white coat, say hi to him. It's Dr. George P. Hubble. He's from Osage Beach, Missouri. He's been board certified in obstetrics and gynecology since 1993, so please make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome the doctor of the day. Senator from Barrie.
President, introduction to special guest, Mr. President. On your left and my right, I have an intern this year, David Vaughn from Springfield, Missouri. He's a student at University of Missouri, and I'd like you all to give him a good round of applause.
Let's welcome the intern of the senator from Barrie to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. The senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have a remonstrance, and I ask that it be read.
Is it at the desk? No. Send it forward. Read the remonstrance.
Senate Remonstrance, number one, offered by Senator Chappelle Nadal. Whereas in July 2009, Dr. Chris Nicastro was appointed Commissioner of Education by the State Board of Education, and whereas earlier in her career, the Commissioner served as the Superintendent of Riverview Gardens School District, a district which became unaccredited in the years after her tenure ended, and whereas in her term as Commissioner of Education, Dr. Nicastro has repeatedly demonstrated a failed leadership style, been less than truthful with members of the education community, been less than truthful with the legislature and acted with blatant disregard for the inherent responsibilities of her position. And whereas the commissioner's actions regarding the fiscal note for initiative petition 14-024, better known colloquially as the tenure initiative petition, is but one example of the course this commissioner often chooses, disregarding facts and truth in favor of political expediency. And whereas through a series of sunshine law requests, it has become apparent that...
Hold the conversations down, take them to the back.
Whereas through a series of sunshine law requests, it has become apparent that the commissioner acted in a less than truthful manner in formulating her department's fiscal impact estimate for the petition, and whereas in the estimated net effect on local funds section of said fiscal note, the commissioner unilaterally altered the department's summary of fiscal impact by scratching out the original findings of her department's staff that the initiative petition should show potential for significant unknown costs to local school districts for the cost of test development, and whereas with a stroke of her pen, the commissioner altered the words potential for significant unknown costs to costs unknown, and whereas in no uncertain terms, the commissioner's actions concealing the potential negative fiscal impact of initiative petition 14-024 on local school districts is intolerable and a blatant demonstration of the commissioner's lack of fitness for her lofty position. And whereas such a modification is even more difficult to justify because her alteration to the fiscal note for the tenure initiative petition asserts no cost to the state for test development, while in the department's budget request for the upcoming fiscal year, the department asserts the need for $30 million solely for end-of-course exams and grades 3 through 8 English language arts and mathematics exams. And whereas compounding the aforementioned issues regarding the fiscal note for initiative petition 14-024 is the fact that the commissioner held several meetings and was engaged in many conversations with lobbyists who were advocating for the petition regarding the department's fiscal note response to the petition, which, at a minimum, raises ethical concerns about the commissioner's motivations regarding the fiscal note. And whereas the commissioner also acted in a less than truthful manner regarding the State Board of Education's accreditation reclassification of the Normandy School District, and whereas when the Normandy School District agreed to absorb students from the failed Wellston School District, which failed while under control of a special administrative board appointed by the State Board of Education, the commissioner assured officials that if Normandy agreed to absorb those Wellston students, Normandy's accreditation classification would remain intact for a minimum of 3 years in order to grant Normandy the necessary time to improve the test scores of those students absorbed into the district. And whereas only 2 years later, Normandy's state accreditation was revoked, a decision that today is literally bankrupting the Normandy School District. And whereas similarly, the commissioner misled several legislators and members of the general public during the 2013 legislative session during the debate surrounding Senate Bill 125, and whereas the commissioner told legislators and other interested parties that if the Kansas City School District scored high enough on its forthcoming APR to be provisionally accredited, it would be granted that status. It was for this reason that the emergency clause was removed from Senate Bill 125, and whereas when the Kansas City School District did meet that goal of APR scores consistent with provisional accreditation this summer, the district remained classified as unaccredited and consequently is now facing the possibility of bankruptcy as a result of the transfer law governing unaccredited districts. And whereas the decision to not grant the Kansas City School District provisional accreditation was inconsistent with the decision made with the St. Louis School District. And whereas the Kansas City School District demonstrated APR growth for 2 consecutive years and met the same standards that the St. Louis Public School District did when it regained provisional accreditation, and whereas the commissioner attempted to grant a lucrative contract to CEE Trust to develop an improvement plan for the Kansas City School District without first seeking other bids until members of the State Board of Education raise concerns about circumventing the typical bidding process. And whereas, when the State Board of Education directed her to engage in a legitimate bidding process for the contract, the commissioner transferred the language from her original memorandum of understanding with CEE Trust into the bid specifications. And whereas emails show that the commissioner had been communicating with CEE Trust's executive director for 4 months before the contract was entered into with CEE Trust. And whereas CEE Trust was awarded the contract even though an experienced Massachusetts-based agency had offered its services for one-third the cost of CEE Trust's bid. And whereas another demonstration of the commissioner's failed leadership style can be gleaned from the implementation of the requirement that all testing be administered online for the 2015 school year, yet the department has not quantified the true costs of ensuring that every district is properly equipped to give those tests online. And whereas, while the department's study of broadband and technology capacity will not be completed for several months, it is well known that these testing costs will be significant, yet the department is still requiring that all testing be administered online by 2015. And whereas the commissioner's lack of leadership is also evident from the department's ineffective attempt to close the Gordon Parks Charter School in Kansas City, and whereas the department's handling of the closure was so substandard that the school was able to go to court and get the department's decision overturned, leaving a severely underachieving school open for another year, further damaging the educational outcomes of hundreds of students. And whereas the commissioner's leadership style, history of less than truthful responses, and past actions have created an environment of such extreme distrust toward the department that any proposal, policy, plan, or platform from her or the department will be received with reservation, skepticism, and suspicion, whereas her actions have resulted in such a high level of distrust that her presence and position within the department will serve to obfuscate and debase any of the department's and State Board of Education's legislative proposals, initiatives, and efforts at improving Missouri's education system, regardless of their merit. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate 97th General Assembly, second regular session, hereby remonstrate against Dr. Chris Nicastro for her failed leadership, less than truthful nature, and blatant disregard for the inherent responsibilities of her position, and be it further resolved that for the reasons expressed above and many others, the Senate hereby strongly recommends that the commissioner resign her post immediately, and failing to do so, the Senate strongly urges that the State Board of Education terminate the commissioner from her position because the students of this state cannot afford to bear the cost of her failed leadership. And be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Missouri Senate be instructed to send a copy of this remonstrance to the Commissioner of Education and each member of the State Board of Education.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you so much. I would like to add some additional comments to the remonstrance that has been read for the benefit of this body. Media reports have indicated that the State Education Commissioner Nicastro has engaged in blatantly unethical practices. The commissioner has misused her position, severely damaging both the reputation and effectiveness of the Department of Education of Elementary and Secondary Education. Some of my specific concerns are as follow. The commissioner attempted to grant a lucrative contract with C-Trust. Now, my concern here is not who she negotiated with, but that she did not go through the bidding process, which is a practice that every single body, every single governmental body in this state participates in. SeaTrust was awarded this contract, even though there were several different entities, including entities in the state of Missouri, that said they would do this contract for less than even half the cost. And what I'm really opposed to is that people from the Civic Progress community in St. Louis were asked to give $250,000 for the SeaTrust initiative in Kansas City. Thankfully, that did not happen, and they had to seek funding elsewhere. The commissioner also changed a fiscal note. Now, Mr. President, the way that I see this, when you change a fiscal note, it's like changing a pregnancy test. It's no different than changing a paternity test. She changed a fiscal note, which meant that none of us, not any of us in this body, could go home and tell our constituents what was actually going on when some entity in this state decides to alter a fiscal note. That is a very, very concerning effort to take away our right to know how much something may cost. And that's just wrong. Now, a lot of my constituents have an issue with Dr. Nicastro collaborating with Rex Singfield's organization. I actually really don't care. What I care about are the rumors that I'm hearing about their close relationship. At some point, when you have meetings, it's what we do. Every single day, all of us engage in meetings. But when you take that a step further, and you have a personal relationship with someone who wants to change policy and democracy as we know it in the state of Missouri, then that's a huge concern to not only myself, but to the constituents that I represent. And I personally know that Chris Nicastro has deceived not only myself, but also school board members throughout the state. I can tell you that she will say one thing in Kansas City and then come to St. Louis and say something else. She'll tell legislators one thing, and then she'll tell school board members another thing. Thank God I sit on both a school board and I serve in this body, because now I know and can communicate to all that she has been less than truthful. And of course, I want to use other words, but I won't do that. We all know what word I want to use, and it starts with an L. I'm hoping that Auditor Tom Swyk really does what he can do in the office that he serves in. I hope not only does he investigate the Commissioner on Education, but also the Department of Education, and also try to bring to light some of the dealings that have been occurring. So as the Senate considers this remonstrance, I really urge everyone to know about the facts and know that in the 14 years I've been in this building, 14 years, I have never known an administrator to deceive a public body, ever. It does not matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It does not matter. When you practice deception, you don't belong here. You don't belong in the state of Missouri, where people are paying you to serve them. Thank you, Mr. President.
The remonstrance shall be printed in the journal. We are on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the third.
Have a resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain your resolution?
Yes, Mr. President. The lead industry has been a cornerstone for our state for centuries and of great importance to our economy, not only through my district, but also beyond. With that said, I bring forth a concurrent resolution which continues the Missouri Lead Industry Employment, Economic Development, and Environmental Remediation Task Force. The task force will consider the economic potential of implementing clean lead industry policies and may make recommendations to the General Assembly on clean lead industry legislation proposals and ways to promote the lead industry in our economy. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, if there's no objections, I'd like to introduce a very special
hearing no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today with us in the chamber is a senator from Oklahoma City. It's Mr. Greg Trent. The senator serves on Appropriations, Energy Finance, and General Government, in which he is the chair of that committee. Also, I'd like to make mention that he's an OU graduate, not an OSU, So it was pretty easy to make friends with him over here on the side. But look forward to visiting with him more today in the Capitol. And like everybody here in Missouri, to make him feel very welcome.
Well, we're delighted to welcome this guest of the Senator from Lewis. The Senator from Oklahoma, and I know that you know my friends, Governor Mary Fallon, Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb, good friends of mine. Welcome to our state capitol. Further introductions. We were on the order of, concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have a bill to introduce.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 708, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to absentee voting for emergency workers.
Senator?
Mr. President, this bill simply addresses the Hurricane Sandy scenario where you have a disaster shortly before an election and emergency workers are called out of state to assist in disaster recovery. This simply gives county clerks more flexibility for workers to vote absentee in that scenario. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Bill?
Send it forward.
Needs no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 709, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to military medal programs.
Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 710, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to stalking.
Senator?
No further explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 711, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the regulation of residential rental property in fourth-class cities.
No further explanation necessary, Mr.
President. Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 712, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to domestic violence.
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Barton. Send it forward.
It's not lengthy and should be self-explanatory.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 713, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to legal tender.
Senator from Andrew.
I have two revision bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Revision Bill number 714, introduced by Senator Lauger, an act relating to expired, ineffective, and obsolete statutory provisions.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Revision Bill number 715, introduced by Senator Lauger, an act for the sole purpose of codifying previous executive branch reorganizations.
Senator.
Mr. President, these two bills combined, what they do is the changes that have been made by the second floor, the restructuring of the departments, this codifies it into law, and then it takes all the provisions that have expired that no longer need to be on the books, and it pulls all that stuff out. So I would encourage the members to read it. I'm sure you all will want to, but this is all cleanup language to make current practice mirror what state statute says. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Phelps.
President, I have two bills introduced.
Send your bills forward.
They do not need explanation.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 716, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to immunizations against influenza.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 717, an introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to legally qualified federal pharmacists.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Send it forward. Read the bill of the senator from Newton.
Senate Bill number 718, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to volunteer labor on public works projects.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, and there is no explanation needed.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 719, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to school purchases.
Senator from the 10th.
I have three bills, no explanation necessary.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 720, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to child care providers.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 721, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to voting in advance of an election.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 722, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to higher education tuition policy.
Introduction of bills. For what purpose? Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 723, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to revenue bonds.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 724, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the filing of fraudulent documents.
Senator, introduction of bills. The senator from 13th was on her feet.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests, if there's no objections.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce my daughter, Kathleen Walsh. She's visiting from school today. She grew up in this building. She's the redhead. But I'm most proud of my niece also, private first class Bridget Leek, who's also my godchild. They came by today on their way to the National Guard.
Let's welcome these special guests of the Senator from 13th. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to suspend Senate Rule 49 for the purpose of printing of Senate Revision Bill number 715.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the rule is suspended for that purpose. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have the members of the Escort Committee for the State of the State and the State of Judiciary. I'd like to send it forward and ask that
forward.
It be read.
They'll be read and printed in the journal.
Escort Committee, pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 1, Senator Curls, Senator Justice, Senator Kevney, Senator Lauger, Senator Munslinger, Senator Roop, Senator Schaefer, Senator Schmidt, Senator Sifton, Senator Walsh. Escort Committee, pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2, Senator Brown, Senator Curls, Senator Justice, Senator Kevney, Senator Lamping, Senator Nieves, Senator Pierce, Senator Sifton, Senator Walsh, Senator Wasson.
Senator?
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 18 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
So referred. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to again announce our doctor for the day. He's made it. He's got some of his duties done. So on my left, your right, Dr. George P. Hubble, specialty obstetrics and gynecology, board certified since 1993. Since he's here, would he please stand?
We're delighted to have the doctor of the day and welcome him to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. State Board of Education is currently meeting today, and I believe they've moved their location to Capitol Plaza. I know a lot of people have an interest in Common Core, and they're going to hear two presentations, one at 11 o'clock by the group that is has some concerns and is opposed to Common Core, and then at 1 o'clock, they will have those that are in support of Common Core. For those of you that might want to go, it's certainly you're welcome to go or send a staffer. We will have our executive director of the Joint Committee on Education, Dr. Priest, go, and she will be doing a report. But I just want to let the body know that the Board of Education will be hearing reports on Common Core today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, the senior senator from St. Charles isn't here, but he's having a small business hearing in Senate Room 1 at 12 noon, and then the Rules is having a meeting, my committee, at 1 o'clock in the Senate lounge.
Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Commissioner President, no further business coming from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. Many in favor say aye.